All right, so I'm talking with Michael Denegritz from Autonomic Controls, and you've got some really cool solutions here for Media Center. And your software, it sits on top of Media Center, is that right?
Yeah, sort of. It runs as a service on a Media Center computer, so or any computer really that can run Windows Media Player or other technologies where you want to be able to store and play back digital media. But our focus and our specialty is in controlling Media Center, taking all of that media and pushing it out into the house.
All right.
So we have a server that's a piece of software running on the Media Center, and its job is to talk with Media Center and convey information to external devices throughout the house. So it acts as the server component to our architecture. And then external devices can communicate with that server technology, and it will relay commands to Media Center to execute playback of certain digital video or media. And
so what kind of external devices are we talking about here? Like a wall panel or?
Anything you want, really.
Yeah.
We integrate with a lot of products, and if you like, I can kind of give you a
tour of the booth. Yeah, let's take a look at one of these
here. So over here we have a Nuvo keypad, which is connected to a Grand Concerto system. So this is wired back to the Grand Concerto via a single Cat 5 wire. Standard way you wire the Nuvo Grand Concerto keypad.
I don't need any kind of special wiring. I just need, you know, the Cat 5 that's in my house already.
Yeah, you wired exactly the way you would hook up your Nuvo. In fact, it's perfect for a Nuvo retrofit because the technology all resides back at the rack. And back at the rack, the Nuvo is connected to the Media Center PC, and it's talking to our software to provide this feedback. But using the Nuvo keypad, I have full access to my media library. So I can browse my songs by artists, albums, genres, anything you like, really. And if I come in here to genres, you'll see that it'll load up all the genres. Now, these are the tracks that are loaded onto my Media Center PC. So if I drop a CD and burn a new CD to the Media Center PC and it's a different genre or artist, that'll dynamically appear on the Nuvo keypad.
So what method do you use to be able to listen to sound here without it being at the Media Center, too? Talking about a really interesting way of splitting up like a 7.1 surround sound card.
Yeah, exactly. So what we do is we take a 7.1 sound card and we split that up into discrete stereo outputs. It's just a standard sound card that you might have in your Media Center PC. A 7.1 sound card actually has 8 audio outputs, the 7 channels plus the 1 subwoofer. We have software that splits those into 4 discrete stereo outputs that can be wired independently to your multi-room audio system. And then on each of those discrete inputs or sources, you can browse different media and play back different cues of music. So I can have Harry Connick playing here in one room, and then if I switch sources, I have Ben Lee Into the Dark playing on source 2, another source playing on source 3, and yet another one on source 4. And this can all come from a single Media Center PC,
nice,
all independently outputting different strands of audio.
Excellent. Okay, and you also have a very interesting solution for UMPCs. Can we take a look at that?
Yeah, let's take a look at that. All right, so this is Mirage, and this is our Windows client that also talks with our server the same way the Nuvo does, but obviously on this platform we have the luxury of building a much more sophisticated user interface. So you can see what we're playing back here. And this, I have access to all of my digital media on the Media Center, so if I want to see what
So this is like a really high-end remote for a Media Center PC.
Exactly. It's exactly right. And you can browse all of this digital content without disturbing what's going on the screen. So if you want to thumb through your recorded television programs or look at what music you might have on there, you can do that with this remote control. And then if you want to play something back, simply hit the button. Over here on the Media Center PC, we'll play back that recorded TV. Or if I want to listen to some music, I can come in here and I have all of the standard pivots for browsing my digital media. I can come into Artists and it'll go out to the Media Center and get all of the album art for that. And I can drill in, see exactly what albums I have there, and then go like that. And we have the tracks for that album, and then play now and just play it.
So is this specifically for the UMPC, or if I have a tablet PC, could I use it on that?
This will run on anything anything that has a browser, basically, will work with this technology. We have a full Windows client, but there are also a browser version that will run in any browser, Internet Explorer 6 or 7, go to any tablet PC or any PC in the house, and you can control your media center from it.
And a lot of the solutions that we're looking at here at this expo are really high-end solutions that are completely out of the range of a lot of people. But this is something that you could use at home. How does someone get this software?
Well, this is really easy. You can go to our website, which is www.autonomichome.com, and go to the download section. Register for the download, download the software, install it on your Media Center PC, and you have 14 days to play with it. Decide if you like it. If you like it, you can come back to the website and purchase a license.
Excellent.